This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Like always, you can reach out to us via social media. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. You can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app. Anywhere you get your podcast, all you have to do is simply subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We also have a presence on Facebook. You can visit our Facebook page and find out all about our past guests and our guests this week as well. Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like, follow, and share there. My first guest is Michelle Otten-Gunter. She is CEO of the Queen City Book Bank. We're also joined by John Otten. He's with the Brave Like Me Foundation. It's our pleasure to welcome Michelle and John to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
You're doing great. Yeah.
All right. Now, Michelle, let's start with you. Tell us about Queen City Book Bank.
Sure. Our organization has been around since 1986. We started servicing adults who needed basic reading help, but we've evolved to really focus on children's needs, yet we still do those adult programs. And one of the key components to becoming a strong reader is having the books that help you, are the tools that you need. And so we have a variety of programs that get books to kids either in their community or their classrooms.
So you alluded to this, but tell us about some of your key areas of focus, some of your key programming.
Sure. So we have a tutoring program where we have over 1,500 volunteers that tutor with children in Cincinnati Public Schools throughout the school year. Our adult tutoring program is much smaller, only a couple dozen. But then we also have a Little Free Library program where we gift Little Free Libraries to the community, as well as the gently used books that they may need to supply that. We have over 208 Little Free Libraries in the community right now. But then we also launched a brand new program 3 years ago because we knew that there is a lack of book access in our community. And we wanted to be very strategic about how we provide those books to the children who would benefit from them. And because we know that in low-income neighborhoods, there is one age-appropriate book for every 300 kids, and 61% of those families do not have books at home. And so what we thought would be a great way to access those families and children is to go directly to the schools and work with the teachers who know the students best. And then those teachers actually access our online book inventory of new books, and they pick a book a month for the students in their class based on their students' individual reading level and interest. So if they need a bilingual book, we have those, as well as books about kids that they can identify. So these are not the used books that get donated. These are brand new books that they can identify with the topics and the characters. Each book has a book plate in the front so they can write their name, and they can take that pride of ownership because it is theirs to keep. And we serve kindergarten through third grade. So by the time they exit the program, they'll have 40 books that are unique to them. And our hope is that as we support them during their individual reading journey, they will see themselves as readers, and we can help battle the illiteracy issue that we have.
Okay. So let me ask you this now. Queen City Book Bank, you guys, one of your signature programs, you aim at kindergartners to third grade. Why is that such a crucial age group when we talk about literacy? And what does research tell us about that?
Yes. So those foundational years are pivotal, because if a child starts falling behind during those years, it becomes overwhelming. Reading is a super skill. So you cannot become proficient in math or social studies or science if you don't have reading down. And so we want to double down on reading during those grades, so that then when they are proficient in reading, then they can flourish and take on those other studies. So that is why we have focused on those areas. And we also provide the tutoring support in addition to this special book program during those years.
Okay, so you mentioned adult tutoring. Help us to understand what that looks like.
So it looks different for every student. Back in the day, we used to do classes where we would have several people in a class. And today, we do one-on-one tutoring. So we have volunteers that we train, and then they work with each person on an individual level on what they want. Some people need additional certification for work. Other people just want to read a book to their grandchild, and they've never been able to read. And so we work on those goals. And when we reach that goal, we get to the next goal. And it's very, very individual.
Do you have a lot of bilingual clients that are coming in? What I understand is that it's a double-edged sword, because becoming literate in their first language and then becoming literate in, you know, English as well.
Yes. Yes. So in the school populations we serve, we see more and more children whose parents speak a different language than English. And so we are providing those bilingual texts for them so that they can actually have that shared reading experience, and so that the parent can read in their native text and then the child can read in their new language. Often we get requests for English as a second language tutoring support for adults, and we don't do that, but we refer out to other organizations that do specialize that for adults.
All right, good. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show, more information about our guests can be found on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. Or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app, anywhere you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. This morning in the studio with me, we're joined by Michelle Otten Gunther. We're also joined by John Otten. We'll talk to John in a second here. Now, let's talk about this now. You talked about the libraries that you are able to provide to families, to young people. What does that mean to young families, young children?
Well, we know that the cost of a brand new book can be very burdensome. If you get a hardbound book, it's somewhere around $20. And so we wanted to eliminate that. We wanted to be able to have the children have a library at home without that cost. And so we write for grants and have fundraisers so that we can support these high quality books for the children in our program. And so they do get a book a month. The one thing we do is at the start of the year, every child gets the signature book, and that sort of sets the tone for the year ahead. And all of our books, too, tend to have a lesson, especially in this special collection that we're going to talk about. But we want them to be positive, uplifting images in the books that they're reading.
Okay, good. So let's bring John in here. John, you are with an organization called Brave Like Me, the Brave Like Me Foundation. Tell us about the foundation, if you will.
Absolutely. So the Brave Like Me Foundation was really inspired by my son, Braden. When he was in the hospital, he was born with a congenital heart defect, and he lived his life with bravery, courage, incredible character for 13 years. And about 2 years ago, he went in the hospital, and he was stuck in that hospital for 86 days. During that time, he and his friends and his community and our community started the Brave Like Braden movement. That's what inspired Brave Like Me, because Braden would want every kid to feel brave. And so we have three core areas that we focus on. One is what we're going to talk about today with literacy and books. That was always key to him and his success. He enjoyed reading. He enjoyed escaping, believing that he could be brave and courageous. We also do an adventure program. We call that the Brave Friends Adventure Program. And that is an incredible thing that we've been doing, and we've been growing by leaps and bounds. The last few times we've done this up at RockQuest up in the Tri-County area. Mm-hmm. And we bring kids from all different capabilities, whether that be a kid who has muscular dystrophy, a kid who has ADHD, a kid who has diabetes, whatever their complex medical condition is, if it's chronic, we want them to come out and feel brave and courageous. They also get to invite a friend, which is really important, because the friends create compassion between each other. Mm-hmm. And there's been some really cool camaraderie that has formed, and new friendships have even been created at these events that otherwise may not have happened. And that's really the whole point about what we're trying to do. We're trying to create little movements, little areas of changes and challenges and things that maybe give them a little bit more belief in themselves about what they can be, because then they can become who they should be.
All right. And so another one of the programs I understand that you have, you work with pets as well.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about that program. Sounds like a lot of fun, right?
It is a lot of fun. Braden loved his two pets. He has a cat and a dog. And when he was in the hospital, Cincinnati Children's is one of the few, only the two, children's hospitals in the country out of nearly 200 that have a dedicated family pet center. That means that your own family pet can join you in the hospital when you're stuck in the hospital feeling lonely, and 196 other children's hospitals don't have this program. And I've been able to see the one in St. Louis. I've been able to see the one here in Cincinnati firsthand. The change is amazing. What happens during that 20 minutes, that those few moments, the change is world changing. And we are on a mission to make sure that more kids have that. So we are building a mobile pet family pet center that we are going to bring first to Columbus, then we hope to bring to Indianapolis, then to Nashville, to Cleveland. Every children's hospital we want to see have one of these mobile pet centers or a permanent pet center in the long run.
All right, good. There you go. Brave Schools.
Yeah.
Tell me about that program as well.
That is the collaboration with the Queen City Book Bank. And Brave Schools is an opportunity for us to really make sure that we bring this character building opportunity into schools that are underserved, right? We are very lucky to have been in the community that we were in with Braden and have the school district that we have and have all the different resources. We all know that every school does not have the same resources. And a lot of kids, whether they're facing complex medical conditions because of something that they were born with, or they're facing undue challenges because of where they were born with or where they were born, they didn't ask for that. And those are still challenges that need to be overcome. And if there's an opportunity to allow those kids to read a book, to understand that they can escape just in their imagination so that they can think about what's going to happen in the next 20 years, think of what their lives can do if they can believe that they can be courageous, they can be full of integrity, they can be full of camaraderie, cooperation, teamwork, and all those kind of things that we all value. That's what really makes a difference in someone's life.
All right. And again, this morning we're speaking to John Otten. He's with the Brave Like Me Foundation. We're also joined by Michelle Otten Gunter. She is CEO of the Queen City Book Bank. Now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the collaboration between the two of you guys. You guys have geared up and you've come together for a special project to honor your son, right? Yep. Is that right, for Braden? Tell me about this collaboration.
So Braden is my nephew. And so I got to work with him a few years ago on a book drive that he did for his middle school at Wyoming Middle School. And it was very clear then and continued to be how important reading was to his life. And as John mentioned, it was during his hospital stay. And he just inspired so many people with his tenacity, his kindness, his just genuine compassion. And so after Braden passed, we really wanted to share those lessons with everyone else that got to meet Braden, but all those who didn't, because he taught us all so much. We were all changed because of him. And so this program really honors the lessons he taught by the way he lived his life, but also it tells a lot about friendship, because his friends and his teachers, they got involved and they raised money so that we could buy these books. And so when we share this with the students in our program this year, we talked about the fact that this was generated because of Braden's friends. And there's another story there. You know, it's not just about teamwork and kindness and how to be brave for someone else when they can't be brave. Like, sometimes we have to borrow bravery from other people. And it is that component of how we love our friends and how we show up in the world for them. That was the genesis of this program. And it is such an honor that we get to be associated with it and share Braden's story.
Okay. And so I just want to say, for those that are listening that are not in the studio, obviously can't see the emotion that the two of you are holding back, and that I can feel your energy. This is very personal for you, your dad, your auntie, a Braden. So this is very personal for you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Can't be any deeper than it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this now. This is a special group of books that you guys curated. Tell me about this special these books that you selected?
I'll start, but they're absolutely beautiful. They are gorgeous books. Kids can get into the books. Not only is there a great story, but the visuals just pop off the page. The illustrators were just masterful in how they did it. And when Michelle was sharing these books with me that had already been curated, we were able to go through, and it really is a collection that I think any one of these kids, when they go home, they'd be proud to say, this is my book, and let me read it to you.
Yeah, I agree. And there's one that will be in our program moving forward. Like, it was in it this year, but we know every year we're going to add more. But this one, called Find Your Brave, is, when I read it for the first time, I just thought it was perfect, because it is about how we find our bravery by looking at the people around us. And I had the privilege to get to witness Braden do some pretty incredible unworldly acts, like, of bravery that, and I know it came from the faith that his parents instilled in him that he could do it. And so I feel like these books give it at that right level, at that second, third grade level, to say, oh my goodness, I see how I can be brave because other people believed in me first.
Wow, look at that. And so you're able to give, how many children will benefit from the legacy of Braden and the books that you guys will be giving out?
So this year we have 2,396 children in our curated book program.
Wow.
That program will grow next year. We estimate we'll be around 3,200 children next year, and it will continue to grow. We ultimately want to serve about 25,000 students in our region. But additionally, we have a brand new program with Ronald McDonald House as well. And so some of these titles will be going into the library that they provide to their families. And John and Michelle and their family spent a lot of time at Ronald McDonald House when Braden was at Children's. And so it's important that those families also get to enjoy these books and learn those lessons as well.
All right. John, if I could, can I ask you this? What advice would you have for parents if they have a child, a critically ill child? What advice would you give to them? What would you say to them?
I would give every opportunity to love that child first, right? Mm-hmm. And let them grow into the person that they should become and could become. Believe that there are no limits, right? We humans don't really have a limit on what we can do and what we can accomplish. It is perceived about who we think we should become. If our limits are further, guess what? We end up achieving more than we thought we could. And so I would say embrace the love first, and then when you have love and you have hope and you have belief, that's when bravery comes.
All right. And I think we're going to leave it there. For those that have you heard the story and they would like to get involved, if they would like to help with the Queen City Book Bank, I know there are ways that they can donate. There's ways for them to volunteer. How can they become involved? How can they help?
That would be wonderful. All those ways, volunteering, donating. We have a website, www.queencitybookbank.org. They can call us at 513-621-READ. And the Brave Like Me Foundation also has a wonderful website, bravelikemefoundation.org.
We don't have a cool phone number yet, but someday, right?
You're working on that. All right. We got that. And if our listeners, if they would like to find out more about the Brave Like Me Foundation, they would like to get involved in some of the programs, because you guys have very cool programs. Tell us about what they need to do and how can they reach out? How can they find out more?
Absolutely. Go to bravelikemefoundation.org. And we do have a form on there for volunteers. As we are growing, right, we have a need for volunteers that are going to be everything from adventure guides who are going to help us at these rock climbing events or zip lining courses, or we're trying to work with other groups about doing some high ropes, all for kids with all abilities, right? And so we need volunteers on the ground. They're helping us coordinate that. But we also need people that can just make a call to a parent and say, don't forget about what's coming up, and hey, encourage you to do this and things like that. And then as we are teaming up with Queen City Book Bank, I think volunteering through their programs is going to help us with our Brave Schools. And we're very close with that Brave Pets program. But when that gets started and we build that, it's going to be incredible. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for taking time to talk to us. Literacy is I'm very passionate about. Every summer I do a recommended summer reading list. So very passionate about that. So thank you for all the work that you're doing, because you're doing some work that I actually wanted, a vision that I had, wanting to give out free books to kids, but I just couldn't make it happen, but you did. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to John Otten with the Brave Like Me Foundation, as well as Michelle Otten Gunther with the Queen City Book Bank.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.